The Democratic Alliance in the city of Johannesburg is deeply concerned about the apparent manipulation of the council speaker for political vendettas and the suppression of reports that could jeopardize the current leadership of the Coalition of Chaos in Johannesburg. In July of 2023, former Speaker Colleen Makobele announced advocate Sesi Baloyi as senior counsel who would lead an investigation into allegations against the GFIS in the city of Johannesburg. To this day, neither Makubele nor Advocate Baloyi have briefed the media on the outcome of that investigation, nor how much money was spent on it. We would dare to argue that there were no substantial findings. More concerning, however, is the Speaker has still not announced an investigation into the highly irregular VIP protection policy. The Speaker's office has yet to inform councillors or the public of the outcome of the investigation into the public spat between MMC Kunene and MMC Morero. This report was delivered to the Speaker's office just before former Speaker of Council Colleen Makobele left office. We are still waiting for this report to be delivered to Council. Money was spent on a legal opinion, and the result could possibly give clarity on the turf war between the MMCs that severely impact service delivery to the residents of Joburg. Now they want to spend more money on an investigation into GFIS. GFIS' right to operate and exist was confirmed and protected by the High Court when former GFIS Director General Shadrack Sibiya took the matter to court. The ANC-PA-EFF Al Jamaa Coalition is bent on using ratepayers' money to render GFIS completely toothless while using their investigation tools to falsify exonerate officials implicated in alleged corruption. They are dismembering a vital oversight body before our eyes. Beyond a shadow of doubt, the intention is to use misaligned reports produced by a captured GFIS in council to rescind decisions against ANC-EFF-PA Al Jamaa aligned officials. This attack on oversight and accountability will not be tolerated. We have submitted two prior requests to procure the outcomes of the concealed report. We will not be intimidated and will use any means at our disposal to supply the people of Johannesburg with the answers they need.